I swear I hit the go live button and it just sat there swirling for like 40 seconds. Anyway, we are on the air. I'll wait for everybody to catch up. Just want to say hello and hi and yay, Friday. We have made it to Friday. Looking forward to the weekend. And my Tampa Bay Buccaneers are playing Sunday. That's not unusual to play Sunday. I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that there are games that are played in Europe and the Buccaneers are in Germany this weekend against the Seahawks. It's a 9:30 a.m. start. Football at 9:30 a.m. The one day I've got where I can sleep in. Anyway, hi, Chrissy. Hi, Craig. Hi, everybody. Thanks so much for joining me, and thanks for letting me off the hook yesterday. I was on the road in Peterborough doing things remotely. Hello, Valda. And, yeah, a couple of little snafus there. I love the comments on our YouTube channel. Your audio is terrible. Your audio. Yeah, we got it. We got it figured out. Anyway, I think the audio is okay from the studio this afternoon, so let's carry on and carry forth. Let's begin with the mailbag. I got an email from La Grosse Patate. Bonjour, La Grosse Patate. This is a solid show you have here, he says. They can't put you into a labeled box. That's cool. I'm like that as well. I am a free thinker. Thank you for checking that out. I believe he is watching the YouTube after the fact, so that's cool. Marcel says, John, sorry I missed the show. It happens quite often as I am a truck driver. Like Lowell, I'll listen to the podcast or video afterwards. That's cool. I can't ask you for more than that. I'm liking your format so far. Far Marcel says, I will try to comment or call when I am not driving. I love keeping people company through podcasts. See, the spoken word, it's a big, big thing. And that's why I am so grateful to be on this venture and this path. And finally, an email to Milky, M-I-L-K-Y, at blasttheradio.com. John, I've never been one of one particular political leaning either. If I see something good from any of them, I'll praise it, just as I'll criticize their foolish mistakes. I just hope that when they do make mistakes, they'll put on their big boy pants and fix them before it hurts our people, etc. Yeah, that goes back to comments we had earlier this week. Yes, I was going to say last week. No, this is the first week for It's Your Call. So this is It's Your Call, and we invite your calls, your comments on the subject matter on the phone. By text, 613-604-6464. If you'd like to appear via video camera or video link, you can turn the camera off as long as we can hear you. You'll see a little web camera icon at itsyourcall.ca, itsyourcall.ca. So you can get in touch that way as well. So, yeah, ready for your comments today at 613-604-6464 at itsyourcall.ca. All right, housekeeping is done. This is, of course, Remembrance Day today. Somebody actually wished me a happy Remembrance Day in Peterborough this morning. No. Don't do that. I think that was an innocent mistake from someone who just didn't know better, but I want to talk about the disrespect. I believe, this is my opinion, I believe we have become and continue to be less respectful as it pertains to our country. Our patriotism seems to be diminishing. We're certainly less respectful, in my opinion, to those who have paid the ultimate price for our country, as is evidenced today. Hey, Chris, welcome to the show. Mahadi, nice to see you as well. So at 11 o'clock this morning, my station aired a moment of silence. I will always air the moment of silence, but I happen to be on the highway, as were other drivers. Sometimes that's just unavoidable. But as you're driving by the Tims and the McDonald's of the world, there are cars just lined up. There are people walking in and out of retail outlets galore at 11 o'clock in the morning. Not retail outlets, pardon me, but fast food joints. They know what 11 o'clock a.m. on the 11th hour, the 11th day of the 11th month. They know what that means, but there they are, lined up, waiting for their McFlurries and their Tims. And okay, that's one thing. And I kind of scratched my head at it. But around 12:15 this afternoon, as I got into Kanata, I thought, you know, there's a couple of things I need at Princess Auto. So I'll just, you know, swing into, you know, just get off Palladium Drive and go to the Princess Auto. I pull into the parking lot and there's a lineup. There is a lineup outside their door of people peering through the glass, staring at their watches. You could see them clearly agitated. My first thought was, oh, isn't that cool? It's Remembrance Day, and they closed this morning. Good on them. That was my first thought. I've since Googled, by the way, and Princess Auto is closed all day today. And there's a million other places I can go, by the way, and pick up the little things that I need. But I respect that so much, I'm going to wait until they're open tomorrow, and I'm going to go to Princess Auto. I just think that's great that they did that. But there's these people outside. Like they're confused. Why? And you can see the anger starting to boil up in them. Like five or six, seven people at least, and other cars in the parking lot. Of course, every other store around is now open, Cabela's, etc. But it's not just moments like today. We see it at sporting events too, right? The number of people who cannot be bothered to do something as simple as remove their hats for the national anthem. Every PA announcer even says that. Ladies and gentlemen, please remove your hats and stand for our national anthem. And yet, you look around, I can't speak for Sens games. I have not been to a Sens game in a long, long time. I'm sure it happens there as well. I'm sure it happens at 67's games, the baseball games, etc., and other sporting, you know, stadiums around the country. But certainly, you know, at the Red Blacks games, I look around, and there's guys with hats on the whole time. Some of them aren't even, like, they're standing because, you know, fine, I got to stand. They're not singing the anthem. Do you sing the anthem? Some of them are holding up their cameras, taking selfies or taking a picture of the field or whatever else. Because, you know, it's just the national anthem after all. At the Red Blacks games, people even go walking up and down the steps to and from their seats. It makes me so angry. So angry. And there's a lack of security at the football games, first off. But at a Sens game, when something like the anthem's going, you ain't getting anywhere near the steps to go to your seat. You're waiting. You're waiting behind the security person. Please wait. The anthem is on. Show some respect. Not at the Red Blacks games, up and down the stairs, laughing, chugging beer. Oh, we give standing ovations, of course, when we honor our military at the games. We lose our minds and cheer like crazy when they do a flyover. So, I mean, there's some sort of appreciation in some way, shape, or form of our military personnel. And by the way, to our military personnel, past and present, thank you. I know some of you all just shake your heads when people say thank you for your service, but my boss would ask me to play a Canadian content song and I would push back. Your boss asks you to do all kinds of crazy things and you're sir, yes, sir, ma'am, yes, ma'am, and away you go and you do it. I have such respect. Pardon me, but driving for 3 hours, the throat's a little dry. So your comments on this lack of respect that we're seeing. Oh, of course, I would be remiss if I did not mention this. Every once in a while, we get a news report, right? Someone is pissed on the war memorial. Someone has danced on the tomb of the unknown soldier. Some photographer decided that a model shoot would be appropriate at the Holocaust memorial. By the way, for future reference, that's never appropriate. Are you seeing what I'm seeing? What needs to happen in order for a good number of us to realize just how important these shows of respect are? And they're not, like, removing your hat and standing and singing the anthem is not a huge ask. Not peeing on the war memorial, I don't think, is a huge ask. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's your call. How did we get here? And what needs to happen in order for us to get back to respecting what these things mean? So over to you at Facebook, twitch.tv/BTR radio, where you can actually subscribe, especially if you're an Amazon Prime member already. You can subscribe to our channel. Amazon will send us $5 a month on your behalf, and thank you for that. Let's go to Princess Auto closed for Remembrance Day, says Junior. It should be a national holiday, in my opinion. I agree. Like, we take a moment of silence and that's it for the day? I don't know. I mean, outside of the, you know, all the ceremonies that go on downtown, I'm driving through rural Canada, you wouldn't even known. It was really, really sad. Oh, by the way, in Peterborough, is it mandatory to have an F. Trudeau sticker on your truck? Second part to that question. You've got the sticker. Are you supposed to put the sticker on crooked? Because, man, there's a ton of F. Trudeau stickers down around Peterborough. And none of them have been anywhere near level. It's crazy. Let's go to Kathy. I believe that all businesses should be closed till noon on Remembrance Day, and schools should be teaching our kids about what our vets sacrificed for Canadians to have the freedoms we have today, and not to take advantage of those freedoms. Sorry, Kathy. Thank you for your opinion. 613-604-6464 is the number here. You can call the show. You can text in as well. Craig says a sales rep called me years ago before 9 in the morning. I asked him how he knew I was at the office before noon on Remembrance Day. He was from Toronto and said not one retail store closes in the morning. I've received phone calls on Remembrance Day, not this year, but I've received phone calls on Remembrance Day at 11 o'clock in the morning. Like, what business is not that aware of what's going on? They, you know, just hold your people back for 60 seconds, for 60 seconds. If the phone rings at 10:59, well, it's a little too close for comfort. 11:01, all right. Valda says, now this is a day of remembrance, so if there was ever a reason to shut down, today would be the most appropriate day for that. I agree. I don't understand why it's not a day where things are just closed and we spend this day honoring our vets with that. And by the way, anytime that I've been downtown for the festivities, the ceremonies, I always make a point to go to Spark Street, typically Darcy McGee's, and I find a vet and I send a beer or a drink to their table. I mean, what, you know, it's the least I can do. Peter says, respect begins at the leadership of the country. He knows no respect, so the folks do the same. Most stores in the valley closed to 12 p.m. with so many active and retired military persons in the area. Our friends in the U.S. remove hats and place their hands on their hearts. Don Cherry got fired for asking to show respect. He did, and I considered, you know, putting the Don Cherry story in my preamble, Peter. The problem, I think, was less to do with the fact that he was questioning, and I questioned it earlier this week, are you seeing poppies? And that's really what he was getting at. It's the term he used, you people. Cancel culture, right? Those people, or some people, felt that was directed at, I don't know, minorities, immigrants, whatever. And that was the basis of the argument. It wasn't about, people not wearing poppies at all. And on that, by the way, Don Cherry's absolutely right. I didn't see very many poppies this year. Granted, I don't go a lot of places. But the places I did go, I had one on. But I didn't see too many. I saw one place. One place. Here's the other thing. I saw one place offering poppies. I didn't have any change on me. I don't ever have change on me again. If I want a poppy, I was shit out of luck. No way for me to get a poppy. I didn't have change. I suppose I could have asked for change, but I had a poppy already. But interesting. Montana is, by the way, the only place that I saw poppies. Joshua says, many were too young, fortunately, to live the direct horrors of war. We have only a passive understanding of what it means to remember, and that is the sad part of it. Okay, Joshua, so let me ask you, is that what needs to happen in order for us to gain that respect back? Have we just been so, so privileged, and wars are over there? The battleground is over there. We know that our military personnel goes places and fights battles, but we don't see it. We've never made sacrifices. Now, look, certainly not in my lifetime. My father was a military brat. His dad was Air Force. Never overseas, though. His dad worked, on munitions, etc., from here. But they moved around the country. And certainly, you know, we'd hear stories of the sacrifices. You know, my mother-in-law, you know, is in New Brunswick and tell stories of, you know, seeing sailors off, etc., and the sacrifices that they made and how big a deal it was. Yet we hear the stories, but we haven't seen it. Is that what needs to happen in order for us to gain some respect back? I don't know. Marcel, I stopped. Hey, Marcel, I just read your letter earlier. Thank you very much. He's on YouTube. I stopped my rig outside of Quebec City and listened to a broadcast from the Cenotaph in Ottawa. What pissed me off was two morons in the background screaming at each other during the moment of silence. Are you kidding me? I mean, it shouldn't surprise me. That is the topic of this show today. But, you know, that people would be at that event, of all events, and not recognize things just got quiet around me. Maybe I should, you know, join in and shut my mouth for a second. Terry says Americans seem to be a lot more patriotic. My sister is in a mixed marriage. She is Canadian. He is American. Listen, you can say what you want about our American friends. I can't think of a country or the population that is more patriotic than the Americans. Well, I mean, Quebecers love Quebec. Terry, you know that. You're on the Quebec side. But the Americans, that's a whole other thing. The way they love that flag. I've not been to a football game in the States. I can't wait to go to a football game in the States. But I'm willing to bet that if anybody's standing around with a hat on while that national anthem is playing, that person ain't going to survive the day. And we just sit there and shut up about it. Oh, I don't want to confront someone. It might, you know, I might get yelled at. There might be an incident. I say something. And yeah, I usually get that, you know, filthy, nasty look. I haven't received a punch yet. I'm sure it's coming. Kathy says, our younger generation have no respect for anyone, not even themselves. All right, so this is It's Your Call. We invite your call, your thoughts, 613-604-6464. I would love to get into a conversation with you. If you'd like to fire up the video camera and have the conversation online with me that way, just go to itsyourcall.ca, click the camera link, and you can do that. But if you want to just post on social media, that is fine as well. Eric says, I have said it for years. It sure wouldn't hurt to have a little more respect and flag waving. I do see a lot of flags, Eric. I do, and not all of them are on bumpers in Peterborough. There are a few. But I certainly, you know what, I do. I see a lot more flags now than I have in the past. And what really impresses me, I used to have a boat up until, so last summer was my first summer without a boat for a lot of years. When you're boating along the river, there's a flag on just about every property. It's everywhere. It's fantastic. But you're right. I can never see that enough. Chrissy says, how are the kids learning about Remembrance Day? It starts at home, plus schools. Respect. Over to David on Facebook, facebook.com/milkmanshow or facebook.com/BTR radio. No Christmas lights turned on before or on November 11th. He says, Americans are very patriotic, flags all over the place, very respectful. Our national anthem has changed, so no one remembers the words. We only changed one word, David. In all of us. Command, which just strikes my ear as odd, but I understand the purpose of it. But it's one word. And the French and the English thing, I think, you know, if you're not bilingual, and different anthem singers sing it in different orders too, right? Taking the national anthem, God Saves the King, out of schools was just wrong. All right. Satan's Playmate is watching on twitch.tv/BTR radio. And thank you for subscribing to our channel. There were less people at our area's memorial service. All right. Peter says, stop in the valley. And you got F. Trudeau stickers and flags on many cars, trucks. I believe it, Peter. I believe it. I got a little taste of that just down in the core. It's everywhere, dude. It's everywhere. And by the way, look, okay, is that not in and of itself a form of disrespect? I was always taught, and here's where I learned that lesson. Okay, I was always taught to respect the office. I may not like the person who holds it. I may not subscribe to their politics or their policies. I may have strong disagreements about how they're running the country, but they were duly elected. Right? They were duly elected. And at all times, I respect the office. And I remember a story, and I'm sure you may have heard this story as well. When Justin Trudeau was a young boy, his dad took him to work one day. His dad was the prime minister of the country. And Justin said something along the lines after meeting Joe Clark, isn't that the man you hate or don't like or something to that effect? And Pierre Trudeau said to him, no, no, I don't hate him. I don't disrespect him. We don't agree on some things, but we're friends and we respect each other. So that's kind of where I learned that lesson, I think. You know, that's the first sense that I was able to make of that. I understand the anger. I understand the frustration, you know, with all of the things that are going on in our country. You know, the pandemic certainly brought a lot of that to a boiling point, obviously. And look, a lot of us are disagreeing with, you know, the Liberal Party's politics. And that's fine. You have a right to do that. But is F. Trudeau, is that not showing huge disrespect? If I drove around with a bumper sticker that said F and your name, you'd be trying to run me off the road, slash my tires. So, I mean, it kind of all ties into this conversation, doesn't it? About we seem to have lost all respect for the things that are important in a democracy. You know, an elected prime minister, war memorial, Remembrance Day, the national anthem, the flag. I always closed until noon on Remembrance Day, says Renee. That is awesome. I love hearing that. No, it's not mandatory to have an F. Trudeau flag on your truck. It's just appropriate, says Greg. All right. Well, support your local legion, says Chrissy. And we do have a phone call here. Hi, who's this?
Hey, John. This is Simon.
Simon! Yay! Good to hear from you. A carryover from the Lowell Green Show. What's on your mind? What do you want to say about the lack of respect that appears to be going on around us?
Well, here's one thing that I noticed. I think it would have started, you know, the first time Donald Trump was elected. When he was, you know, he was...
He was only elected America once, first. By the way. You said the first time he was elected. He's only been elected
my
once.
My bad. Yes, of course. Don't call me an election denier.
I just don't want to jump the gun on that. Just not yet.
Of course. Yes. When Donald Trump was... this is what I should have said. When he was first elected. There we go.
It's all good, Simon. It's all good.
So he was preaching patriotism, America first. You saw a lot of American flags at every one of his rallies.
Yep.
All of a sudden, the American flag seemed to become a sign that you were a Trump supporter. And when I compare that to the trucker rally, when the truckers were here, you never saw so many Canadian flags in the Capitol.
I hear this a lot.
And, you know, that, of course, sure. So, and I mean, there's even a few select videos that came about where you could see people who were against the truckers tearing the Canadian flags off of cars and trucks and stuff like that. So I'm wondering if, you know, just this national, the lack of respect we seem to get. People, I think, are very afraid to associate themselves with truckers or, you know, being, you know, an outspoken conservative. So perhaps they're more afraid to wear the poppy or to wave their Canadian flag. Do you think there's something to that?
I mean, there has to be. I certainly can't discredit it. I mean, like you said, that Canadian flag, and I've heard horror stories. People are like, I'm afraid to fly the flag now because people will associate me with being, you know, on this whole, you know, rant. And I'm not. I'm just a patriotic Canadian who wants to fly the flag of my country. So I have heard that from people. So, Simon, I can't discount that and say no to it. It's sad. So how do we reclaim the flag then? If you're not on that side and that's not what you're about, and if you are, by the way, that's fine. You know, you have a right to do that in this country. So,
of course.
But if you're on the opposite side of that, and if you're not subscribing to that, Simon, in your opinion, how does someone reclaim that flag? Because it is theirs, too.
Of course. And, you know, I think one thing that the Trudeau Liberals have really kind of imprinted on a lot of Canadians and on their supporters is to be ashamed of their country. To say, hey, look at all the people we have oppressed in our lives and we need to continue apologizing for everything. I think that's actually brought some, you know, filled a lot of Canadians with maybe some shame of their country.
I was just thinking and the word shame. You okay?
I don't know. Again, there might be something to that. Like you say, I mean, I'm not calling in with an answer, but just, you know, trying to bounce some ideas.
Hey, you know what? I don't think this show has any right to claim that we're going to, you know, have answers, but I want to find common ground always. And, you know, maybe from there we can start looking for answers. There's no right or wrong answers to these questions that I ask every single day. It's just, you know, I'm just looking around the world and wondering out loud and opining on things and inviting you to opine as well. Interesting. Yeah, no, I hope there's no shame in, you know, people's hearts wanting, you know, if you want to wear that poppy, if you want to fly that flag, I would really hope that you wouldn't have any amount of shame whatsoever, especially when you hear the stories. And the Nick and Joe show, which airs here on Wednesday nights, Nick is so incredibly passionate. He's done a whole video series. Of course, he is, you know, formerly in the Navy. So was Joseph, by the way. But he tells a war story about an unknown, you know, war hero from our country every single Wednesday night. And there's just so many stories, Simon, that we're not even aware of. Like, in the States, these things would be, like, number one box office movies, you know, based on these stories of actual events that happened. And Canada has so many of them. And like you said, we ignore them. We're almost ashamed of it. I don't get it.
For sure. And just on the topic of patriotism there, I know it's a little off topic, but I'm wondering why there hasn't been any news of the portrait of Winston Churchill being stolen from the hotel there.
Yeah, that got like a little blip, and then it was kind of gone, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's a pretty important figure for World War II history, so I hope there'll be some news on that.
Yeah? Well, there you go. You just brought it back to the fore. So there you go, Simon. We can always count on you, my man. Big plans for the weekend for you?
Look after the kid and try to stay out of trouble.
All right. You go do that. I appreciate you participating. It's your call. I'm glad you stuck with us. Week number one, week number two coming up, and we hope you will call the show again, Simon. Always great talking to you.
Appreciate it, John. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Let's get back to your comments at Facebook, on YouTube, etc. I am going to show respect till the day I die, says Lori. We need our prime minister to show respect. Just sent his family to Ottawa instead. That's an interesting question, because the prime minister is overseas. Is it? Yeah, he's in Egypt right now and spending an obscene amount of money on hotel rooms once again. Yes, he is. And he's got like 30 people with him again. Here we go. But is that not, at the end of the day, you know, his job? He can't help it if this conference is scheduled on November 11th. And he did, to his credit, meet with military personnel ahead of time. He did have some, you know, some somber moments with them and some reflection, you know, reflective moments with them. But is his job as our elected prime minister not to be at events like the one he's at now? At the end of the day, can he say no to that? I mean, You know what it's like when you get invited to a birthday party somewhere, but you've got another commitment somewhere. I mean, it's important to you, but yeah. All right. Pat says, hi, John. The fuzzy colonel went to the Barhaven ceremony. Reasonable crowd and love the annual involvement of the graduating class from John McCrae Secondary School, contributing to the services and connecting with the veterans. Those moments are so important, Pat. I'm so glad you do that. I'm so glad that they do that. Thanks for sharing that with us. Renee says, the PMO is not the same as the PM. These are two separate identities. You can respect the office without respecting Trudeau. I don't know that I necessarily agree, Renee, but I certainly respect your opinion and thank you for that. Woodenhead is on YouTube. If I get the chance to speak to a member of our armed forces, I always thank them for their service somewhere in our conversation. Some to start and some to end. Right on. Joshua, that story surely sunk in when Trudeau respected the truckers, LOL. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you get what you give, right? He was elected as the candidate/nominee of the Republicans and once as president. I'm a stickler for facts. Yeah, correct. I was busting Simon's chops a little bit on that. It just, wait a minute. The first time he was elected, just a slip of the tongue, Simon. Happens to the best of us. I appreciate it. Donald says, thank goodness for the veterans. They made it possible for us to be free and have our say. Glad you're showing respect with having this program. Thank you. I think it's important, and we need to... I mean, if there is shame, like Simon says, we need to get past that. You know, again, I will applaud the Americans the way they love that flag of theirs and sing that national anthem. And don't you dare talk ill of America. Speaking of Trump, by the way, the whole Make America Great thing, that whole slogan, that was such an easy thing. Just my marketing mind saw that right away. And I thought, if I'm the Hillary camp, the first thing I'd say is, what do you mean, make America great again? Are you telling me that America's not great? And I would have just pounded away at that. Of course, there's a lot of reasons why America, you know, is not great, or people feel, you know, within the United States that it's not great and it's not the country that it was, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But at the end of the day, their patriotism is based on the fact that they believe, they honestly, fundamentally believe to a person in that country that they are great And that is why they stand up unabashedly and fly that flag. Anyway, just a little marketing thing. I would have gone after him on that. You're saying it's not great? And there was a, you know, a whole Canadian response to that, too. I'm not sure if you've seen the Canadian hats. Canada, already great. So, you know, we kind of snuck one in there a little bit. They call it trucker speak or trucker mouth for a reason. Coming from a trucker, we only speak real talk, unfiltered and no bullshit. Pat, fly to at home. It's about the country, not the government or any segment of us. I have served in so many countries who wished they had that flag on their shoulder. Absolutely. Great call. Simon says, Chrissy, I agree. Simon's always a great conversation. Very thoughtful as well. We always display the flag. Military family says, Maggie, right on. Flag. You know what? The flag was flying out front of my house. I have, I'm just not as handy as I thought. I've got a flagpole on my garage, and anytime that I try and anchor it, it just, the anchors fall out. The wind blows it, and it just, the damn thing falls, and I don't want my flag, our flag, touching that ground. So I got to figure out a better solution because whatever I'm doing ain't working. If anybody knows how to install a flagpole properly on brick and is willing to do that for me, get in touch. I just want to quickly get through these comments because y'all have taken the time to post them. I want to read them. I don't care for overtime. I'm fine with that. Kathy says, our country is far from being perfect, but we as Canadians should be proud of our country and proud to fly our Canadian maple leaf. Amen. Chrissy, must have been a lot, which is two words, of Toronto Maple Leaf flags around. Are you talking about Peterborough? You know what's weird? So last night I was in Peterborough to give away 20 pair of tickets to the Toronto Maple Leafs. You think Ottawa is a quiet city when it comes to, you know, like we're very reserved, right? Go to Peterborough. 20 people won Maple Leafs tickets last night. I didn't hear one person scream. They like walk up, grab their tickets, go back to their seat. Not a word. It's, well, I say this as an Ottawa person, therefore, by default, Sens fan. Maybe they feel like they're being punished by having to go watch the team. Oh, there you go. Come at me. I don't watch a lot of hockey. Cheer for who you want to cheer for. It's all good. And it's all in fun. Woodenhead, seems like any form of patriotism is seen as supporting non-existent patriarchy, racist because of the Jewish Christian roots, and misogyny due to the fact it was men who ruled in the past. Trudeau is in Cambodia today. Cambodia. Okay. All right. Thank you. Yeah. Why did I think Egypt? Thank you, Sean, for setting me straight. You're right. But anyway, at the end of the day, he's not here. And he's representing the country at a conference outside our borders and kind of unavoidable. If that's where world leaders are gathering, what do you do, right? Trudeau left 2 days early. He could have been here and left later. Okay, that's fair. Keith, I owe you a phone call. Keith says, not taking every moment to bash Trudeau. This show has changed. Love the open-minded approach. It's your call is great. Just what we need. No, I understand the frustration and the anger towards any elected member of government. And I want to hold them all to account. I'm sure whoever our next prime minister is and our next government is, we will have lots of things to complain about. We don't always agree with them. Holding them to account is one thing, you know, but just this hate for these people, it gets us nowhere. It gets us nowhere. I'm tired of the hate. I want to have conversations and get to the why. And see if that can't get us to a better place. Stephen Harper never missed a ceremony on November 11th. Trudeau has shown up for one in 7 years. Okay. I can't say that you're wrong on that, Craig, and I can't say that you're right on that fact either, but if that's true, okay. All right. That's a reasonable line of questioning. Donald Trump is planning on announcing that he's running for president in 2024 on Tuesday. I hope he stays out of office, says Mahati. Good luck with that. Listen. I said this on the record Wednesday night during another call-in show, the Nick and Joe show. We had a caller on from the States. Very bright 17-year-old guy calls the Nick and Joe show. His view on politics, his insight is absolutely unbelievable. And he loves Donald Trump. And I just said, you know, okay, that's great. I just can't get past all the nonsense in front of him. I can't get past the bombastic style. I can't get past the insults. I can't get past the ridiculing others. I can't get past, you know, all the legal questions in the number of cases against this guy in court and you know, witch hunt, whatever you want to call it. I can't get past that to get to the man's politics. I respect at all times that he was elected president of the United States, but I have a difficult time accepting the fact that he has no respect for everything that is in place that put him there. It just strikes me as absolutely batshit crazy. Let's just get to, boy, every time I say I'm going to get to the end of the comments and wrap this thing up, you just keep coming at me with comments. All right, so we'll go the full hour if we want to. Install a flagpole on the ground or attach to a post to your deck to mount in brick. Make sure you use 3-inch bolts. Okay. The only thing that got attached to my deck was when my neighbor expressed just how homophobic she is. So I decided one summer I put 3 or 4 pride flags, including a Canadian flag that's done up with the pride colors. Hi, neighbor. a quiet little response, right? Cindy, I believe this is the first time we've heard from you, certainly on this show, I believe on the Lowell show as well. Welcome. Ask a Canadian what they are. You get French, German, Chinese, Muslim, Indian, and a host of other replies. Ask that across the border, and the answer is American. Cindy, I love your comment. Have you been places and heard people, you know, like we're a multicultural nation, as is the States. By design, our two countries are built on immigrants, people not from here. Well, we have included them. We've made some mistakes along the way, but the people, the Aboriginal people to this country are now integrated with the society. But you're right. And you'll hear it often. You're at places and people will be talking amongst each other. Go, oh, what's your nationality? I hate that word. Well, my nationality, I'm Canadian. If you're asking what my cultural heritage is, then ask me what my cultural heritage is. But at the end of the day, you're right. I'm Canadian. Thank you very much. Woodenhead says Trudeau's scheduling person needs to be educated. All right, there you go. Satan's playing out. I think in a small way, we would be like the States and have the PM for only 2 terms. I am all for term limits on all of our politicians. Some of these are lifers, and we just get nowhere with it. Here's a why for you, says Woodenhead. Trudeau and his cronies are out of touch with Canadians and Canadian values. Even his father was more patriotic than JT. All right. Terry says Trump will have a huge victory. I don't know, Terry. I can't anymore. I can't figure out what's going on there is change in some way, shape, or form. I just hope that they can hold it all together and keep the violence to a minimum and just, you know, I do a segment on a show that I do in Sarasota called Today in the 80s. And I mentioned earlier this week that, hey, it was on this day that President Barack Obama was elected president of the United States. It was like, how did we go from such hope and such optimism, politics aside, to have an African-American person for the first time in a multicultural country like the States and someone who is so bright and so eloquent and such a great speaker who just embodies hope. How do you go from that to this bombastic, you know, cussing, swearing? I can't make sense of anything, and I can't predict anything that's going to happen in the States politically these days. It's, you know, and look at all the pollsters said, you know, we're going to have this big red wave down there. It didn't happen. So we're right back to where we were. I don't know where this is going. Sonia says, this is regarding Trudeau. He could have been here for the Remembrance Day ceremony. Meetings start Saturday in Cambodia. He could have left right after the ceremony today. Okay. You're obviously paying a lot closer attention to the details on that than I am. Joseph is on PEI. Good to hear from you. Donald Trump was the antithesis of an American president. All right. Good to hear from you, Joseph. Always. Marie, Trudeau could have flown there later today. That way he could have shown respect today for our vets. Okay. There seems to be a lot of people piling onto that thought, and that's fair. Have at it. You are more than welcome to do that here. I don't want it just to be an all-out assault on the prime minister, regardless of who our prime minister is at any particular moment in time. But for now, it's Trudeau, and that's great. If you feel that he is wrong on this and that his people are not handling him properly and scheduling him properly, have at it. Trump was good for the U.S. when they needed him the most. However, it's time he stepped aside from politics, says Craig. All right. I'd like to know your reasons why. Lori says, respect might start from this show. So many people listen. Keep pushing it, John. I don't know if so many people listen, Lori, but we've hung on to some of the audience, which excites me. And believe me, I look at the numbers. I'm just glad you're here. And it starts with that one. Craig says, when I'm in Europe, they think I'm American. When they learn I'm from Canada and find out what city I live in, they assume I'm French Canadian. The Europeans love us. Love us. Go to the Netherlands. Go to France. They know more about our war history and appreciate our, you know, our sacrifices infinitely more than we seem to. Trump accomplished a lot more for blacks in America than Obama ever did. Okay. Peter says, America went far left with Obama and then far right with Trump. Need a happy medium. Yep, Peter, what they need is it's your call. The happy medium. There you go. Let's go to Kathy. Yes, Obama was the first African-American president ever elected, but if you have time to listen to his speeches, he also brought back racism. I think I'm going to have to review some of Obama's speeches. That's certainly not my takeaway, Kathy, but okay, there's your opinion. You keep your flags in a pool? Okay, so now we're talking amongst each other. Okay. Guys, gals, and people who don't subscribe to any gender, thank you for being a part of this show. I do it for you every single weekday at 2, and I will keep doing this as long as you want to have conversations. And if you've got things that you want me to bring up, and I've got a few people contributing ideas and suggestions, I want to hear all of that. Milky, M-I-L-K-Y, at blasttheradio.com is my email address. You can text this number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I will find time at some point to get back to you, 613-604-6464. If you ever miss a show, if you go to the Lowell Green podcast, you better believe I'm riding that wave for now. My podcast is now posted on his channel. Eventually, I'll get around to changing that name. But we do post on YouTube, and the podcast is there for you as well. If you've ever got questions, get in touch with me. Milky, M-I-L-K-Y, at blasttheradio.com. Bucks, 9:30 Sunday morning. Okay, fine. My one day to sleep. I can watch the Bucks in my PJs. Yeah. Whatever you're up to this weekend, I hope you make it a great weekend with the ones you love. And I will meet you back here on Monday for another edition of It's Your Call.